Happy Easter, everyone. It's great to have you here this morning. And obviously, today is a culmination of a lot of things. We've walked 40 days through Lent. I hope that a lot of you have had the opportunity to go to the Holy Triduum over the last few days. And for me, Holy Saturday is sort of the most challenging day of the whole thing. On Holy Thursday, we sang the Gloria, which we sang today and haven't done for all of Lent. Jesus gives us the Eucharist. He gives us the priesthood. It's kind of a joyful day. Good Friday is certainly somber, obviously, but at least we can look at Jesus. Right? And then yesterday, and the weather even matched the day, it's just God is dead. He's hidden. He's no longer speaking. He's no longer showing himself. This God has not come to save Jesus of Nazareth, who claimed to be his son. Those who believed look like they're crazy now. They're finally unmasked as fanatics. Those who don't believe in God were like, ha, see? We were right. God isn't doing anything. Everyone, is that Holy Saturday not in some way our day? Is that not some way our experience? That God is hidden, that God doesn't speak, he doesn't really do things anymore? But it makes me wonder, this peculiar time, which is ours, our day, when religious practice plummets, anxiety skyrockets, it makes me think, maybe we are made for God. Maybe our hearts do long for God. And that explains the whole thing. That explains my life. Maybe the words of the angel in the tomb can be addressed to us more than even the disciples on that first Easter Sunday. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. If we're willing to look inside ourselves, if we're able to muster up the courage to really look deep within us, our hearts do long for God. But so often we look for the living among the dead. We think, if I just had financial security, then I would. And the angels, he's not here. He's risen. If I could just satisfy the longings of my flesh to feel alive for just a moment. The angel says, he's not here. He's risen. If I could just be thought well of by others, if people just noticed me, why do you seek the living among the dead? We run to tombs so often looking for life and we don't find it there. Is that not our day? The church, everyone, at these certain times of the year, they give us songs to sing to Mary. And the song changes depending on the season. And since we're at St. Mary's Parish and Easter's a time of singing, I'm going to sing you a song. It's the Song of Mary for Easter. I'm going to sing it. I don't know the English because we didn't sing it in English in seminary, so I'm going to sing the Latin and then I'll tell you the English. Regina Caeli laetare, alleluia, quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. Queen of heaven, rejoice, alleluia, For he whom you merited to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Jesus, it says it at the very end of the gospel, they didn't quite understand. Jesus rose because he said he would. Rather than running to the tombs where he is not, rather than looking for the living among the dead, let's look for the living. Go to Jesus and his words. If he's not here, if he's not in these places where I'm seeking him, then where do I go? He has risen as he said he would. I believe he rose, not because there's all this historical evidence of the resurrection, not because of the testimony even of the apostles. I believe because he said he would. I know the Eucharist is his body and blood because he said it was. I know that the Word of God is living and effective because he said it was. I know that I'm loved because he said it. I know I'm his because he said I am. We need to listen to the words of Jesus. Paul says it well in the reading. If then, brothers and sisters, you were raised with Christ, seek what's above, where Christ is seated. Think of what is above, not of what is of earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Seek the living, not the dead. God may be silent. He may be hidden. That may be our experience sometimes. I may experience darkness and sin. I may have naysayers in my life saying, why do you do that religion stuff? But that's my experience only if I look in the wrong places. Seek the living. Jesus is alive. He's here because he said he is. He's right here. He's in the church. Now, the resurrection isn't just this thing we're trying to remember. He's in the Eucharist. And we believe that. In a few moments, we'll renew our baptismal promises. And I'm going to ask you, do you believe in God? And just so you know, the angels in heaven and the demons in hell are listening to us. And so we should respond emphatically. Before Jesus left his disciples, he asked them this question. Do you realize what I've done for you? May we realize what he's done. May we go to the place of life, no longer seeking the dead and trying to find life there, but go to the one who is life every single day in the sacraments, in the Mass, in the Eucharist, in his words, so that we can live with him who has risen as he said.